One minute, she was having a very nice, very boozy lunch with her sisters and their friend, Annie Martin, the ex-boyfriend's ex-fiancée in question, washing down hash browns and fried sugared dough balls with long sips of mostly champagne mimosas, when Annie said, "Hey, we should all totally do yoga together." May was a nice enough person, and even though she had absolutely no intention of ever actually doing the yoga, she enthusiastically agreed that yes, at some point in the future, they should absolutely do yoga together. But she thought it was like when you saw an old friend from high school and promised to meet for coffee to catch up, where both of you fully knew you'd never actually do that. After all, May wasn't exactly the yoga type, and Annie knew it. The most exercise she liked to do was walking from her shop on the square down to the coffee shop, then back with an iced coffee in one hand and a cinnamon bun in the other. At the very least, she hoped Annie would just forget about it. Unfortunately, May kind of forgot that her new friend didn't do anything by halves, and she could occasionally be a bit oblivious to even the most direct of social cues. Or maybe Annie just liked to feign obliviousness, using that ditzy, wide-eyed exterior as a way to get people to do exactly what she wanted them to. Whatever the truth may have been, May somehow ended up here, stretching her muscles to the point of exhaustion, while supposedly soothing instructions from a nearby laptop talked them through the paces of a sun salutation. Her sisters had somehow managed to weasel their way out of this morning's sunrise session, leaving May and Annie totally alone out here on the fog-wrapped porch. For a few years now, May had run a small gifts and sundries shop on the main square of Hillsborough, a store she stocked with plenty of kitschy goods and even homemade treats and candles made from the products of the bees she cultivated at home. The shop wouldn't open for another few hours yet. Sunrise yoga was positively perfect for working women, according to Annie. But in this moment, she wished she'd suddenly changed her shop to a 24-hour schedule. When she thought too hard about it, the entire thing radiated with weirdness. It didn't feel weird, but she recognized it probably should have been. After all, her host and friend was briefly engaged to her ex-boyfriend, and Annie's older brother was currently dating May's older sister, Harper. Their being friends should have been 50 shades of weird, but instead, it was kind of nice. When they'd first met, May had hated her. It had surprised her, the intensity of it. But it had felt like the pretty girl from out of town was stealing everything, the man she'd once loved, and the friendship of her sister. Then, once all of that was behind them, May discovered a true friend in Annie. Despite her online performance as a shallow influencer, the woman was enduringly kind and thoughtful, smart and warm. Her bubbly effervescence brightened up May's down-to-earth, casual vibe, and the two of them seemed to understand each other in a way no one else in town did. Their short history was complicated, sure, and maybe not one many people would have been willing to overlook. But somehow, once they started talking, they realized that they just got each other. Truth be told, they were both a strange brand of lonely, the kind you really only found in a small town. Surrounded by people, but close to barely any of them. Known by so many folks, but understood by none of them. May had thought that Annie understood her anyway before this whole yoga thing happened. Now she wasn't so sure. Anyone who really understood her would have known that crouching on a yoga mat before sunrise in the early summer breeze wasn't something she was going to enjoy. Almost half an hour into this particular brand of torture, one that left Annie with a healthy golden glow and May with a red puffy face from the focus and exertion, she finally found her voice to speak, whispering as though the recorded instructor on the screen at the far end of the porch could hear them.
"So, where you come from, people do this for fun?"